That's what I mean, Hank. You ought to give me a licking for saying all this stuff. But you can't. I can do anything I want to do. But I don't know what I want to do. I'm all confused.
You're definitely confused.
But see, I know that if I wanted to stick my tongue out at you, like this, I could do it.
He did it. Stuck his tongue out at me. Watch it, Drover. You're breeding a scab on the end of your nose.
And I got a suspicion that if I wanted to parade in front of you, like this, I could do it too.
And that's just what the runt did. Paraded in front of me and stuck his tongue out. I took a snap at him, but he was just out of range. Drover, you're courting disaster.
And Hank, I have an idea that I could even throw some dirt on you and get by with it.
I wouldn't try that, son.
I know you wouldn't, and I wouldn't either. Only I just want to, like this.
He scratched the ground with his paw and threw dirt on me. I couldn't believe he did that. On a better day, I would have torn him apart. I mean, ripped him up one side and down the other. But I had to lie there and take it. I managed to growl, but that was my best lick. Okay, Drover, you did it. You happy now?
No, I feel awful. I hate myself. I just don't know what to think anymore. Only I bet I could do it again.
And he did it again. Threw dirt on me, stuck out his tongue, and went prancing back and forth. Then he started crying.
Oh, Hank, why did you have to get whipped? I was happy the way things were, but now I just feel like a louse. Tell me what to do.
I shook the dirt off. All right, I'll tell you what to do. First thing, say you're sorry. Second thing, go up to the gas tank and say, I will be more respectful to the head of ranch security 1,000 times, and then go out on patrol and take care of the ranch.
All of that?
Yes, sir, every bit of it. He rolled his eyes and looked up at the stars.
But Hank, I don't want to, and I don't have to, because you can't make me.
I stared at him. Then why did you ask?
I don't know. I better go, Hank, before I make you mad.
You're a little late for that, son. He started backing away.
I'm sorry, Hank. I really am. I just wanted to find out.
He took off, and that was the last I saw of the sawed-off, stub-tailed, ungrateful little wretch. But all through the night, I heard him. You think he was out on patrol? Taking care of the ranch? Keeping an eye on the chicken house? Checking for coons? No, sir. He was out there playing peekaboo with Pete the Barn Cat.